Boy on Combat Hunter, also known as just Hunter.
And I nearly just said, and I'm History of the Flash, but you can call me JD. And I'm Comic Boy, but you can call me Tyler.
And I'm History of the Flash, but you can call me JD.
And this is A Hero Story, episode 166, or 266, actually. I'm 100
like,
episodes
damn, behind, you always huh? do that. Every time I go to put the thumbnail on YouTube, it says, like, episode 150 whatever, and I'm like, dude,
yeah, I'm living in the past.
666.
You're the OGs in the past.
Jeez, Hunter.
This is a mostly comic book podcast, but we're going to be talking about other things on this episode as well. We'll be going over the new Green Lantern issue, some indie comics, as well as news revolving around Transformers and G.I. Joe, Last Ronin, Joker 2, X-Men 97's latest episode, and a few more.
Woo.
JD, missing in crisis. He might join during the episode, but at the moment, we actually have no idea where he is right now, so maybe he'll join in.
But he never do, I mean, though. The truth is, we never do.
Yeah.
This is fairly typical of him to go, awesome, that time works for me, and then we get there and we're like, okay, where is he? And then he goes, oh, I was taking a nap or some shit.
So he knows we're recording now, and we waited a little bit. We waited about 15 minutes, but he didn't join the call, so maybe he'll join eventually. We'll see.
Maybe.
Big thing that I want to hear from JD is, you know, he actually told us his Black Panther is coming out, which is Joker 2.
He did specifically say, this is my Black Panther.
He's a big musical fan and I guess big Joker fan. Trailer came out. Did you guys enjoy it?
Okay. I've seen the trailer twice. And I feel as though...
That's more than anyone.
That last shot is really cool and the rest is garbage.
Compliment sandwich. Okay, so how about the visuals are on point.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll say,
fuck this movie.
There's no reason to make this movie. And then we'll say, I like Lady Gaga.
I think it's a little too close to the first one. How
it looks
most
like
of the
same
trailer,
movie.
It's like,
it
looks
like she's on movie, the stairs.
Remember this?
It's the same movie.
Remember this? Remember this? My
This is the trademark thing of when you can tell a movie wasn't supposed to be successful and then they make a sequel where it's just like, they're like, check out the shit we did in the first movie.
They're both on the stairs.
It's like a talk show. They're both going to be on a talk show.
Yeah, Joker and Harley. Like, okay, we saw the first movie and I didn't like
it. Yeah, even when you first saw it, you didn't like it?
No. Listen, the day I saw Joker is a bit tainted because it's the day that the comic book store I've been going to since I was a kid closed.
Oh.
It was like the last time I ever went there. So like that, I immediately went from seeing Joker to being at this, the last time I would ever be at the store that I loved.
Right.
That tainted it, but I still don't like it.
I've told you my very embarrassing story about when I saw the first Joker. Like,
you went in full makeup and attire. Yeah.
No, I saw the movie and then I left and I wasn't driving and I was with a group of dudes and I was like, had the window down and I was putting my hand out like the window and feeling the air like this. And I was just like, am I becoming him? Like, am
I
doing
that? You were in the front seat and you kept turning around and making them laugh.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people that relate to Arthur Fleck, according to Instagram comments.
Dude, there was a comment that was like, can't wait for Joker 2. I really related to Arthur in a lot of ways. I just wrote, seek help.
That's
shouldn't be on the streets, dude.
I believe that's on Todd Phillips' Instagram. That's the top comments relating to Arthur
Fleck.
It
was Todd Phillips, yeah.
Yeah, and Tyler has more likes than him, so you have the top comment on his post.
That's right, excellent. Oh, cool. Ratio.
Look at that.
Absolutely
nice.
Ratio.
Just say, get help.
Get help.
I know we're biased against this. Like, I know that we have been, I don't know if we did it on the podcast a lot, but for years, ever since we met each other, have been joking about how fucking stupid it would be to make a Joker 2. And now we have Joker 2. And so it's like, obviously the three of us are going to think it's dumb as fuck.
We'll still see it.
But we will still see it. It's still going to make $1 billion.
This fucking guy. This fucking
Jonkler 2 LMAO.
You are just...
They're making a Joker 2.
They are making a Jonkler 2.
Jonkler 2. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I have nothing for this.
Hey,
I have no energy for it. I have no like or love for it.
Dark Knight Returns
suit. I really don't have
suit.
Anything for it. It isn't even the Dark Knight Returns suit, though, because he doesn't have like a pink undershirt or sweater. Or
walking Phoenix go, ha ha!
Yeah.
Honestly,
like in the reflection.
Honestly, I I think it could be good. Like, I think the first movie is good.
Look at this. Look at this top comment. This is going to be the most watched trailer of all time. And then above it, bow, 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 bow,
bow. He probably auditioned and he was like real pissy off he didn't get Joker.
He'd be a great Joker.
He would be a great Joker. Well, do you think? I always laugh at the idea that this is the Joker because, like, he's just a fucking weirdo. Like, yeah, you know, like really people put him against, like, they're like, dude, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix's Joker and Robert Pattinson's Batman will go hard together. It's like, no, he's just a crazy guy. He's not a criminal mastermind. He doesn't know Kung Fu. He's just a crazy person.
Tyler, what are people going to pay to see? Is it the Joker foile au doigt or is it the what did you say? The weirdo.
Weirdo the movie. But like they make Weirdo the movie all the time. It's like every movie that comes out. And this one just is called Joker and that's why it made money.
Yeah. The only thing he has in common with Joker is he laughs a lot, but that's pretty much it besides the
and
look.
He has green hair and it's in Gotham City. I guess.
So, I mean, he's the Joker. Okay. Everything you guys are saying, you guys realize that the Joker is a paper thin character.
But the Joker in the comics is a good Batman. Character.
He's a good character, but like backstory wise, he's paper thin. Like his biggest story
Doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. So like but Arthur like, Fleck can be Joker as
I'm
much
not
as anyone
interested.
Else.
But it's the same fucking thing. It's the Venom thing. It's the Madam Web thing. It's the Morbius thing. I am not interested in the Joker without Batman, you know? Yeah. And especially in a universe where Batman isn't even a thing, doesn't even exist. It's like I somehow tricked myself in this trailer into being like, what if there's like a Batman reference or something?
Yeah,
like,
but
no,
Tyler,
never,
have you heard of
never
the
gonna
multiverse?
Be any Batman. Have I heard of the multiverse? I'm fucking sick of the multiverse.
Can you imagine Joaquin Phoenix's Joker was in the Flash during that montage?
During that scene? Like a CGI Joaquin Phoenix Joker?
He's also running.
But yeah, do you believe Joaquin deserved the Oscar?
That year? Yeah, probably. I mean, what else was
He's
it?
Good.
It was like Adam Driver and
I don't
Mayor
think
Story.
Running deserved the Oscar, that's for sure.
What?
Walking.
Oh. I think it could be good. It's a little weird that it's a jukebox musical, but I'm sure they'll be doing like 50s and 60s, 70s.
And that's
music.
Another thing. It's like if it was going to be a musical, write original songs, just go all out. Don't be bitches about it. Don't play like, you know, ABBA.
They're going to play like Mamma
Mia.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, it's Mamma Mia. No.
Yeah. Mamma Mia is a jukebox musical.
I hate that movie.
Well, but it's Joker, exactly
it's like that and Hereditary.
But isn't it hilarious that they're going to Jokerize music in this movie? They're going to do like, this is my dark, twisted take on, you know, Take on Me or whatever. This is what Arthur's mind hears when he listens to Running Up That Hill or whatever. They're not going to do that song. That's
God.
Gonna
it's
think
all
of.
80s music.
The soundtrack's going to be like, it's going to be Something in the Way. It's going to be Creep. It's going to be... It's going to be just...
The one from the Guardians Phoenix from Guardians last year. What was it? The Dog Days Are Over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
It's the Joker and Lady Gaga.
It's just the Guardians of the Galaxy awesome soundtrack or whatever. The awesome mix.
Can I...
Awesome
you know how, like, when... You know when The Rock is in movies and he's called Dwayne Johnson allegedly?
Allegedly.
Why can't Lady Gaga's name in like movies be her name?
What's her name?
I think she
goes when it said,
by
when
Lady
it popped
Gaga.
Up and it said Phoenix and then cuts the footage and then Gaga. Like it just I'm not fucking with
but
it.
But it's like her stage name. Her first name is Lady, her last name is Gaga. She's Lady Gaga.
No,
like, The Rock didn't. The Rock didn't own The Rock. Is the thing.
Yes, he did. He owns.
No, he didn't.
Rocks.
No,
no, he doesn't. He did not. WWE
he never
owned
went
the
out
character
as a kid
of
to
The Rock.
Tyler, this was a joke. I don't.
No, I
he does own rocks, probably. Though.
I don't care if The
no,
Rock.
As a kid, he never went out. To
but now he
rocks.
Does actually, though. Now he owns
but
The Rock.
Then why is it called Young Rock?
Well, now he owns The Rock again.
Yeah, so
he finally reclaimed.
Genuinely angry about this. No, you don't understand. It doesn't work.
Young Rock.
But it's kind of like, is Zendaya a stage name? Because she's not the last name.
That's her name. Her last name is Coleman.
Oh, but she just chooses not to put her last name in things.
Well, it's not as interesting as Zendaya Coleman. Like, you hear Zendaya, like, oh, Zendaya, whatever that is. But Zendaya Coleman, it's like a person. She's like an idea if she's Zendaya. She's like the Joker.
She's an idea. Oh, she's like the Joker.
She's like Joker.
Hold on. We're getting to something here. We're in the multiverse era of
that would be
everything.
Funny if Tom Holland just went by like Tom. Starring Tom as Spider-Man.
Tom.
That's a little different.
Who else is like
so many
that?
Named Tom.
There
Tom
are other people like
that. Is Rihanna? Who else is like that? Rihanna?
Rihanna's name is Rihanna.
Rihanna, yeah.
But like
yeah,
no way. Last name?
I'm sure she has a last name.
Well, like the
Umbrella,
she
I think,
to.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rihanna Umbrella.
Beyonce.
I like how all of the Rihanna songs I could have put, it's Umbrella. Like, it could have been like maybe one in the last 10 years or something.
I don't know. Wait, can you name any? What, the one from the Black Panther?
Umbrella is really all I've got.
What about the one from Black Panther?
Oh, what about that one she did with Kanye? Woke up an optimist. That's a bad song. Remember
I like
that?
The I like the idea of this movie, Joker 2, just using like superhero soundtracks, like they use Guardians of the Galaxy, or they'll play like Sunflower from Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that'd be fucking Joker. Sick, actually.
Sunflower.
He's like looking at the camera.
But it'd be a dark, fucked up, you know, it'd be like dry sunflower or something. Dead sunflower.
I love, oh man, that's so funny. That like the idea that that's the board meeting. They're like, guys, what if it's sunflower, but it's fucked up?
But that's, like that was the board meeting. They were just like, what if it's music? Yeah. Well, the music, you know, the board music or the board music, the board meeting for the first Joker movie where they were like, what if we like make a movie about a guy, but he's fucked up?
He's fucked up. Yeah. He's real the best up. One. The best one ever is Aliens. I assume both of you have seen that.
What do you mean?
It was James Cameron when he walked into Fox and he wrote up on a board and then S at the end and then put a dollar like slashes to it to make it a dollar sign. And they were just like, whoa.
But you know, that's what they did for Joker 2 here. They wrote Jokers.
Well, like, they're all waiting for him to write Foile Edouard. They're like, okay, we get it. Like, we don't
get what this is.
I can imagine the first Joker movie being completely pitch, and then they decided to be like, but what if we put like put DC in here, and then we like change a few things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't have to be a
That's
what really bugs me about it, though, is that Todd Phillips, he acts like he's a genius. About, God, I really don't want to shit on the guy, but like
when he like just ripped off like three other movies.
But that's the thing, he's like, we really wanted to change what it was like to make a comic book movie. And it's like, all right, I guess this isn't like any comic book movie I've ever seen, because there's no resemblance of anything that has anything to do with comic books in this movie. Like, sure. Like, if you made a Spider-Man movie and it's like a legal drama, all right, that's not like any superhero movie I've ever seen, I guess. It's not really a comic book movie, though, you know, like...
It is like Madame Web and stuff where they're just saying things every so often, like Gotham City.
Madame.
No, but at least she has superpowers.
Who says Madame? Yeah. No one says Madame.
But Joker's just like, they're just like, hey, make sure this kid, make sure his name is Bruce Wayne. That'll get the audience to point at the screen.
Kill his parents.
Yeah.
Kill his parents.
So that everyone's like, oh.
Was that also in the meeting? They're like, we'll get this kid to play Bruce Wayne. Todd Phillips is like, yeah, kill his parents. They're like, I mean, in the movie, Todd. And he's like, yeah, in the movie.
Yeah, sure.
But like, it is a regular a movie. Guy. And then you just look in the background, see Ace Chemicals, and you're like, that's the thing from the comic books.
And it's also, and then the title flashes, and it's called Joker. And you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah,
you know, guys, this movie, like, for you guys it's like Joker, but like for me, like, I'm so silly already, this movie is just called Foile Edouard.
For me, it's just called Guy. It's just called Person.
Just Person. It's a documentary.
What a dumb title, by the way. Foile Edouard, who do you think you are? Get like, we're making dumb movies here. This is Warner Brothers. Come on. Making Looney Tunes. You know, like, don't act like we're above this shit. Foile Edouard?
I think it's Foile better. Adieu? I think it's better to quote Harper from 2 years ago.
If they really do a Joker 2, and that's looking likely, are they really going to call it Joker 2?
So,
they really should have just called it Joker 2, though, at that point, right?
I think, for me,
what if it was
like
just
Joker 2,
but then the 2 is the S?
Oh, and they put a money sign. Yeah, they know
the money sign through it. Yeah,
they call it Jokers.
I just like. Joker, I remember when you guys were. Remember we were talking in the chat about Joker 2, and like the idea of it being called Joker 2 is like Minecraft 2 or Sex 2. Like, it's that meme.
The Bible
I'm like,
2.
Joker 2. Yeah, the Bible 2. Like, what?
What if they went the Suicide Squad route and just call it the Joker?
The Joker. That's better, honestly. Though the Joker is not. Actually, it's not terrible. That honestly doesn't sound terrible to me. Or Arthur,
I just realized this movie Logan is. With it. I just the first movie is just called Joker, isn't it? It's not the Joker.
No, it's just Joker.
They could have called it.
You know, the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm realizing, yeah, he's not really the Joker.
He's nothing to do with the Joker. He's just a criminal guy. Dude.
Like, imagine if he did end up fighting Robert Pattinson since Batman.
There's plenty of crazy guys in Gotham. You know, not all of them are the Joker.
Why didn't my mustache looks like a bat symbol if I go like this?
I mean, right now in the comics, Joker
Tyler's just jealous because he can't grow one.
Right now in the comics, Joker's strapped to a bed and he's like roommates with Batman, and the whole time he's just cracking jokes. I can't see Joaquin Phoenix's Joker doing that. Like, just cracking jokes the whole time.
Well, yeah, because it would be too, like, he would say something, you know, your son has been hit by a car, he's dead. That's his jokes.
Yeah, he's like the edgy humor.
Yeah,
remember when he went didn't stand up and nobody laughed? And that was actually his villain origin story?
I think it was more the
that's right, they made
scene.
Fun of him online or whatever. That's right.
Online?
There he goes.
They ratio him on Twitter. He does kill those guys that are like, I guess they beat him up, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's fair. I guess he got that. But that's the thing. Should it be fair?
He literally says you take a
mentally ill loner.
Mentally ill loner.
That
abandons him and treats him like trash.
You get the Joker movie. Yeah.
That's crazy that he has that level of insight.
That could have been the pitch meeting.
But like, why does he say that, but then the rest of the movie he's imagining himself with a girlfriend? Like how is he that insane?
It's Domino
also,
from X-Men 2. Or from Deadpool 2.
Domino from X-Men, yeah.
So,
X-Men 2, wow. She's aged well.
Really, I know. Bad movie, though. I don't like Joker. I know it made $1 billion. I was so sick of hearing people say it was the best movie ever. Just dumb. You know, everyone's got dumb friends that think every movie's the best movie ever. We've all got dumb friends, even though we love
literally
them.
We're talking with one right now. It's literally Hunter.
Yeah, that's true. But at least you don't love Joker.
No,
I just remember being like, guys,
it's a bad
he has a BVS
though.
Tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I prefer
stop giving him credit.
Do you prefer like BVS or Joker? What's the better movie?
Me.
At least Joker.
Both of you.
At least
I think Joker
BVS
is a better movie for sure.
Okay. Oh, it's probably a better movie, yeah. But at least BVS has like Batman.
Okay.
Ask me what I prefer watching like 3-minute clips of on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. That's BVS.
BVS. Woo! Fucking love that movie.
I'll watch it as a reel that anytime.
Tell me.
I'll stop scrolling.
But we're insulting this movie a lot. And I don't think the first Joker movie's bad. I don't like it personally, but I don't think it's a bad movie.
I think it's bad.
We're able to talk freely about this because JD isn't here, because JD likes Joker. And he's the only one in the world.
But he says he hasn't seen it since it came out.
He does. JD doesn't rewatch movies, though.
And he doesn't like anything either. So
it's true. He doesn't like movies either.
Can we trust him?
Show JD any movie, he will be grinding his teeth.
I guarantee you, like, every person listening to this, one of your favorite movies he hates.
Yeah.
Like, every single person listening to this with their different favorite movies, at least one of them, he hates it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like fun or women or fun.
He's a Star Wars fan, but what else do you
like? He said last week that he hasn't seen Aliens. That hurt me.
Well, JD also hasn't seen a lot of movies too, but the ones he watched are very like obscure. They're like, why are you watching this kind of thing? We go on his letterbox a lot, and it's a journey every time, because it's like, why
a journey every time, and it's always back to back like classic movie and then a movie none of us have ever heard of, and we're like, why did you watch Fat Grandma's Christmas Getaway Part 2 or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
My mom was watching it.
I sat down with Tom. We watched it together.
But it's usually like comedies from like 2002 to 3.
Did you say Fat Grandma Goes to Prison?
No, Fat Grandma's Christmas Getaway Part 2. That's the third one you're thinking.
Fat
Grandma Goes to Prison.
Fat Grandma Goes to Prison. Imagine we went to JD's Letterbox and he watched a movie recently called Fat Grandma Goes to prison. God damn it.
Prison. But even like looking at his movies right now, like one of his most recent watches is a movie called The Five Heartbeats from 1991.
The Five Heartbeats. Who the hell are they? They look like a Jersey Shore poster.
I don't know. It's just like
the what? Five heartbeats.
There's a lot of movies that he's like missing. Like there's movies like Aliens. For example, like you should watch Aliens. He's like, yeah, sounds good. And he puts on the Five Heartbeats.
Is this Aliens? I don't know how to use this thing.
I can see Jamie's a guy that like doesn't know how to use the remote, and when somebody starts playing, he's like, guess I'm here.
Yeah,
the Five Heartbeats.
He does like the voice recognition, says, on the remote. Play Aliens, and then it just comes up with fucking.
In the early 1960s, a quintet of hopeful young African American men. Oh, he's breaking from his norm. African American men form an amateur vocal group called the Five Heartbeats. After an initially rocky start, the group improves, turns pro, and rises to become a top-flight music sensation. Along the way, however, the guys learn many hard lessons about the reality of the music industry.
What if that movie was called The Five Harpers, would you enjoy it more?
Probably.
I think so.
Oh. Wait, why? Why, bro? Huh?
Because I know you.
Why, Hunter?
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh.
Oh. Yeah, you're like, mm.
I can see. I looked also at my last window. Movie. As soon as I said that, I looked at my window and the watcher was watching me. I'm like, oh, no.
Something's put on.
The last movie he has
please.
Logged. Last movie he has logged is Poor Things at half a star out of five stars.
Hated it.
And the average rating for this movie is 4.1. So,
yeah,
love you, JD. But he's got the movies.
Yeah,
it's movies. A ridiculous thing. The movies.
Wow, the movies. They're fantastic.
The movies are great.
Oh, Tyler, have I told you one of my big brain watching order things that I'm doing?
Yeah, Christopher. Yeah,
I told you about Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Yes. Oh no.
I've not told Vicky that El Camino is even a thing. So at a point we're going to finish Breaking Bad, I'm just going to put it on and go, oh, it's this movie El Camino. I thought we should watch it. And then when it gets
can't pull that trick again. Didn't you do that with She-Hulk and Daredevil?
I did do that with She-Hulk, but nah, easy, mate. I got this.
When are you going to be done with Breaking Bad?
We're on end of season 4.
Oh, fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. Progress. You get through things faster than I do.
We burn through it, bro. Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's me with Dragon Ball right now, though, so I get it. Binging's good.
How about I dragon these balls on your face, Hunter? Fucking got him.
Nice. I've never heard that. That's awesome.
You know what I watched? Can we... Oh, wait. No, we're still doing news.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll continue.
Still
news.
Doing news. I guess we've got to try and keep Joker with the 2. Whole... We're revamped. Joker we're back 2. To it.
Yes. Okay.
We can talk about Joker 2. Good.
The Last Ronin is getting a R-rated live-action movie.
This is reported from
Hollywood. As I once said about other things, I guarantee it'll be bad.
This is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin, which is a comic series that happened like a year ago. Like it ended last year. And it's already.
Remember when those turtles killed themselves too? What is with turtles doing that? Remember we did that video about turtles killing themselves and it wasn't to do with Tommy Turtle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that was ages ago. What is with turtles, bro?
They
I was just
going to
say, because, like, can you think think about how, like, universally beloved the Ninja Turtles are by children because they're just, like, a children's fucking franchise. And it took the MCU, like, 35 movies for someone to say fuck, and they're going to make an R-rated Ninja Turtles movie.
To be fair, that was a very good moment in that movie.
It was a good moment, but it took them that long to say fuck. They were afraid of it for that long.
But also that long to make an R-rated movie, since Deadpool 3 is going to be like the first.
I guess so, yeah, that's true. But like, dude, an R-rated Ninja Turtles live-action movie, I think, is like...
That's insane.
That's insane. It's almost like a joke. That's like when people comment, like, where's our R-rated Darth Vader movie? It's like...
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, you know?
Mm-hmm. And now it's like... It's real. This is Hollywood Reporter. That being said, they've been talking about making an R-rated Ninja Turtle movies for like 20 years. So
I
the way
said,
you slur words together is genuinely impressive.
I mean, but I got
blah, 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 blah.
Like, I got the sentence though.
You guys are learning my language.
You sound like a water fountain. The ones you press the button in a park and it blobs up. That's what you sound like when you're doing. Blah, 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 blah. Can't stand you, man. So anyway,
I just anamorph into a water fountain sometimes.
No.
You can see my book cover me slowly turning into a water fountain.
Tyler, I have a question regarding a thing that I actually want to talk about later.
Oh dear.
Right?
Okay.
Because I want to talk about the story.
Oh dear.
And how the story is finished. Yeah. But I just want to say, why does this pop vinyl of The Undertaker look like Daryl Dixon?
that's what he looks like. That's what he looked like in the 90s.
That's Daryl Dixon, bro. That's
he had the purple Batman gloves. Purple gloves. Yeah. Yeah, the Batman purple gloves.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, Ninja Turtles. I'm a little okay. Maybe controversial. I think The Last Ronin's amazing. I don't think it's the greatest.
Is
thing
that
ever
controversial?
Made.
I thought people.
I
really
don't think
liked
well,
it.
Like people are like. You haven't read Last Ronin is the story. I don't think it's the greatest ever.
I think that like I would have said that there was a market for like an animated R-rated Ninja Turtles movie like the original comics. Like I would have said there was a market for that. I feel like an R-rated Ninja Turtles movie is a crazy thing to create. And I'm sure it'll make money because like we're talking about how they're making a Joker 2. So, like, you know, anything can make money, but I still think it's crazy. I mean, I'll watch it. Obviously, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to play the video game as well.
Yeah, they're making, like, a God of War-inspired game.
I'll be there. I will be there day one.
I will be there.
Trepidation.
Hey, like, we laughed on the podcast when the issue of Last Ronin came out where Leonardo and Casey
we're
die.
Jokers. That's because we're, yeah, jokers. We're jokers. That's why we laughed.
Because they die in a dumb way where they look at each other.
He's talking about his pizza order, yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, we should order pizza after this. And then Leonardo's like, ham, pineapple, and something.
Yeah, pepperoni.
Or something. Yeah. No, he said, like, ham, pineapple, and, like, archovies. And Casey's like, what? Why would you order? And then they blow up. So it's like a Family Guy.
And then Mikey's like going to like ancient temples to try and kill himself and shit. And everyone's like, "You're a monster!" and throwing rocks at him.
Yeah,
sad.
And he can't kill. He doesn't know how to kill himself because his like shell's too hard, so he can't like cut through. And so he's like, "I guess I'll go." He digs a hole and he stays in there. And he's like, "I'm just gonna starve to death." But then he like. Can't do it because he's like, God, I need food.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, just gets hungry. But he was like, he was down there for like
3 hours later. He rises from the dirt. He's like, I'm hungry.
Like Raphael dies from getting stabbed by like 100 different foot ninjas, and then he drowns.
That does seem like it. That does. Well, there's his answer. Then get yourself stabbed 100 times.
That'll look cool. It is a 1 versus 100 man army.
Who should we? Oh, you know who we should get to direct this movie? No bullshit. Let's get Zack Snyder. It'll look fucking cool, I'll tell you that.
It will look cool. The fight the fights would look great.
That's all we need, right?
But I don't know, Rebel Moon comes out in like a
week. And we're all gonna watch it.
Yeah.
With our friends, because two people watch it.
What about the current best director in Hollywood, Adam Wingard?
Oh, I've hot off Godzilla X Kong the New Empire. But he's gotta make the next one, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's gonna be doing a trilogy of Big Monkey
Punches
announced. Big Lizard.
Yeah. That was, okay, it vaguely ties in with what I was going to say. I finished Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, yesterday, and they announced today that they're doing a season two.
Season two and spin-offs, I heard.
And spin-offs.
What are the spin-offs? Do we even know, or they just said spin-offs?
No idea. Oh, okay. God, I opened my phone, it's fucking Daryl Dixon again.
We
don't know. All we know is it's just...
Did you hear what he said about making another movie? Is that he said, like, Godzilla versus Destroyer?
Yeah,
and
that's
he
cool.
Said, like,
that's cool.
He said what he wanted to do. There's like a real emotional high in that movie where like you really start to feel for Godzilla as a character. And he said if he was going to ever do another one, which they're going
does it,
to
you,
do.
You can spoil would, what happens. I don't think anyone's
Godzilla
care.
Dies. He blows
yes.
up.
Yes.
As he does in the first movie. But he basically says like Adam Wingard said if he was going to do another one, which he's going to do, that he would want to hit that same emotional high with Godzilla. It's like we're gonna
isn't his
Godzilla.
Son in that movie too?
Godzuki. Probably. This is what my dad said they got to do next.
Doesn't
they gotta
he die
do
in that movie first?
I don't know. Did they replace him with Godzuki?
They replace the original Godzilla with Godzilla Jr., but that's like set up at the end. My big Godzilla, look at him.
My big Godzilla.
That's
ridiculous.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
This is
I
just
do love
an
that. I do like that lizard.
You do? You said the other day that you
that
thought
is
this
massive,
was
massive. Yeah.
No, I think the monkey's better, but I like the lizard.
You do.
I like
where's
the
photo JD
too.
Did? The JD's first react. This thing is like what 50 centimeters tall, and then like a meter long, which for you guys is 3 miles or something. JD's first response was, "Oh, that's got to be taller than you." Thanks, man.
It's true though.
Then like look at the
Photoshop. You are.
He made
like,
Iron
bro,
Man
what?
Taller too.
Why did you make me shorter than him? Like, come on, bro.
That was on purpose too. That was like personal.
But like all the comments for the Monarch season 2 announcement were like more monsters, and then like the responses to that were like, I don't think it's more monsters you want. It's better human drama because that show is like.
It's
80%
drama,
Kurt Russell
right?
and his son, and then the rest of it is just like, oh, okay, it's fucking, Like, I give you an example of like why those characters in that show annoy me is that the main girl is looking for her supposedly dead father who lived a double life and had children with two different women. And we're supposed to be like, wow, that's a shitty thing to do. You know, like he's hidden that from her and blah, 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 blah. And then we find out in the fifth episode, she was also cheating on her partner with another person as well. I'm like, oh, so she's just her dad. Like, it's like, I don't find you endearing. Like,
how many episodes are there?
10.
Jesus Christ. You know, it's like they used to make seasons that were like 25 episodes, but now if I hit 10, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, 10 was too much. Eight is a sweet spot. There's only like two episodes that I think are like...
I saw the King Kong cameo.
There's a sweet King Kong cameo.
Oh, there's a Kong cameo?
Yeah. Yeah, right, like right at the very end of the last episode. It's sick.
That's cool.
He's like, ah, this is what he does.
I have to admit, oh my God, I just opened up a video of a dude reacting to the Watcher in X-Men. Anyway, Godzilla gets a cool fight.
Wow, he does
shocker.
He does get a cool fight. Godzilla, it is a cool Godzilla fight. For cool I mean, fight. It look, it's this is an Apple TV show. Like,
they get a lot of money though. Apple.
They do.
They're just making movies that don't make any money.
They made C. Fight.
They made C. Mm-hmm.
Look at these boys go. Look at this.
He looks good. He looks good.
This is the only reason to watch this show, like, realistically.
Oh, Man-Bat.
Yeah, no, it is Man-Bat from DC.
Man-Bat from DC Comics.
Are we going to get copyright struck for this?
Yeah, definitely.
Look at him toss him. Wha-bam. It's good shit. Anyway.
It does look good. I mean, I won't watch it.
I won't either.
No, you don't need to. You really don't need to. I felt like I had to. It felt like a completionist thing. I'm like, oh, I watched the Godzilla scenes, but I really should watch the show. And then I watched the show and I was like, really could have just watched the Godzilla scenes. Did it for like 5 minutes.
You got through it at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I did. Yeah.
CinemaCon is happening right now and they showed a little teaser for Deadpool and Wolverine. Did you guys see the description of it?
I did.
The description, yeah.
It was cringe, but you know.
Why?
It was cringe as fuck.
He said something about his dick getting hard.
Yeah. Deadpool starts with being like, so I heard Secret Wars is finally going to introduce, and then Wolverine breaks the fourth wall by telling the audience member to turn your phone off.
Yes.
Maybe that's just the clip for the CinemaCon.
Maybe.
Please.
Maybe.
But also, I hope that guy turns his phone off.
Yeah.
Is that on the same level as the first movie where it's like, did I leave the stove on? That for me is peak like cringe Deadpool. Like that is like
stove on.
I hate that
every
shit
time
so
that
much.
Happens in that movie. There's such a build up to it. And I'm like, I didn't laugh at any of these points.
It's just it's minion humor. That's what it is. That's what it is. It is.
I like Deadpool, but I'm not excited for the hundreds of Disney references.
Hope you boys are wearing your brown pants. I want you to die.
Did you guys see the theory about Headpool?
Oh, that its origins will.
X-Men Origins Deadpool. Will read.
Oh yeah.
Honestly,
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. The worst fan theory I've ever heard. I like that one.
Hey, did you guys know that he once played Green Lantern in a movie that people didn't like? He barely references it in those movies.
Yeah, no, actually, first time I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is that why? Is that joke? That's why they do that joke at the end?
That's why they do that joke at the end, yeah.
Is that why they do the joke at the beginning, too?
Yeah, and in the end.
Don't make the Supreme or animated. Yeah, on every press tour.
Oh, that's what they were talking about in Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Man, we probably sound miserable right now. We're like, Deadpool sucks, Joker sucks.
Yeah. Go watch Monarch for fucking 4 minutes of Godzilla in 10 hours of TV.
We're like so miserable right now. We'll give news that everyone's excited about. Transformers and G.I. Joe is happening, the movie.
I don't know if it's happening.
What is that Transformers 1 today. Or is that a different thing?
No, Transformers 1 is an animated movie where it's about based. Megatron and Optimus Prime and how they became best boys.
Based.
And it's by some of the visual development artists on the Spider-Verse movies designing.
Yep.
The...
But also...
That sounds awesome!
Chris Hemsworth is Optimus Prime?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And Brian Tyree Henry.
Shitful.
You know,
Are you serious?
The podcast guy from the podcast conspiracy Oh my God.
You got this.
Podcast conspiracy theory guy from Godzilla Kong is Megatron.
Bernie?
Yeah.
Megatron. Is who Megatron?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be terrible. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm being serious. No, but
are you
actually serious?
The voices are going to be a little odd for sure.
I think I'll be fine with it, though. I'm excited for the idea.
Is Optimus Prime.
I'm sending a message to all yous out there.
What if he just talks like his character in Ferocious?
Got a rugby game in 10 minutes.
Start your engines.
Lady and gentlemen. From Mad Max, it's the same character.
That's terrible.
I'm sure it'll be fine, though.
Roll out.
I don't know about Godzilla. Godzilla. Transformers G.I. Joe movie. I really don't know about
that. Who cares? Yeah.
I care. Excited. The thing is, I care. I feel like I've genuinely been waiting for this. But
Is that because you're a bad person, though?
Am I because I'm a bad person? But I also just feel like if they make it, at least they'll have made it. Even if it makes no money, it exists.
Yeah. Mm.
That's fine.
I am very excited.
Because they've been threatening it for like 40 years.
Yeah, they have been. The end credit scene for Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
No, dude, it's not. That's not the end credit scene. That's the end of the movie.
End of the movie.
It's just
the
end
that
of the movie.
That is the most shocked I've ever been in a theater, I think.
Yeah, no, I
think
Endgame
opening night.
Yeah, I think me too as well. I remember saying out
loud.
Isn't
that just because you work for them?
I work for G.I. Joe, so I'm in the background in that movie.
How did I not know about this? They should have told me.
That's why the camera crew was there. Because I was like, okay, I don't know too much about Transformers, so they're going to mention some name that I've never heard of. And they go like, welcome to G.I. Joe. My jaw dropped. I was like,
yeah, but they don't even say welcome to G.I. Joe. They just came to my car, has a G.I. Joe logo on it.
That's true, yeah, but I was still like...
Yeah, no, I think I said out loud, get the fuck out of here, because I just didn't believe it.
I gasped. Like, I was in shock, and I still am. Awesome. So I'm excited for... I like Snake Eyes a lot. I like Storm Shadow.
I mean, he's a ninja. I mean, like...
Yeah, the ninjas are cool. Ninjas are cool. I mean, I'm...
You don't like...
I like Scarlet. I like Duke.
It's the only one you can think of. Who did Bruce Willis play? Was he the G.I. Joe?
He was Joe.
He was Joe, yeah.
He was actually Joe. He was G.I. Joe.
Who was Channing Tatum before he blows up?
Duke.
Duke. And but The Rock was in it too.
Who was The Rock? Yeah. I've seen both of those movies multiple times.
Watch this. I'm about to pull out a G.I. Joe comic. I swear to God. Let's see. I think I have. I remember because I bought a G.I. Joe comic when I thought I liked them back when I was a kid. And here it is. So in this, Snake Eyes is not actually Snake Eyes. He's a different guy. And I just remember they call him Fake Eyes. And I was like, oh, that's funny. That's all I remember. I think he's a character called like Double Kick or something like that.
Why does he have Snake Eyes?
It's because he rolls dice in this two ones, which is Snake Eyes.
I'm not familiar with the concept, Hunter, sir.
There you go. Oh, wow. Is it Jessica Campbell? That's weird.
That looks like Brett Booth art.
It does look like Brett Booth art.
Yeah, G.I. Joe.
Who's doing the art on that?
I'm in on the Energon universe. On this? I have no idea. I like the comics, and I'll read the G.I. Joe Transformers comic crossover for the Energon universe when that eventually happens. But the movie is a crazy idea, man.
It is a crazy idea.
You know, because like... Marvel, when they made G.I. Joe and Transformers comics in the 80s, they were like canon.
Yeah.
It's like to the Marvel universe.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking crazy.
It is.
And it is canon. Like, technically, that would still be canon, unless like post Secret Wars, they're like, no more Optimus Prime or something.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, CinemaCon is still happening. This isn't really comic news per se, but it's news that we talk about a lot on this podcast. But they showed a teaser for Sonic 3. They didn't show. We don't have footage.
Is that Hayden Christensen yet?
You hear Shadow like grunt in it, but they don't. He doesn't have any lines, and they didn't say who.
It's not like the Lego Anakin grunt.
Instead, all it showed was Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles are facing off against Shadow, as well as Sonic and Shadow are fighting in the sky, and Shadow rides his motorbike from the Shadow of the Hedgehog game. There's a brief tease that shows Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik in a lab, but he's gained weight and has been. Eating a lot of food during this whole time.
So he's really Eggman now.
He looks more like Eggman.
This is your Black Panther.
Yeah, it is.
This
do
is
the
crazy.
Thing. Do the pose. Why would you do that? You're literally Odd or whatever from She-Hulk.
Yeah,
he was the Winter Soldier. He had to do it.
Yeah, he had to do it. That's the clip. That's the clip of the week.
I have a screenshot of JD doing that.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy.
What's more interesting than Sonic is the American Nightmare.
Oh yes, the American Nightmare, Cody.
I want to hear. Like, I've only got like 20 minutes left, but I want to hear you talk.
Oh, man. So what Harper is referring to is that over the weekend, the two-day weekend, we had a doubleheader two-night WrestleMania event, right? As two-day weekend, as weekends often are.
All right, I'll be out.
Oh, he's going to be you. Okay. I guess what you're asking me. What are you asking me?
Yeah, you
I just kind of want you to run it down and give just like a 3-minute little bit of hype. So if we could turn
on the Cody Rhodes story that got finished. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Cuz you've got me looking at clips on YouTube and sending me like packages that are like, this is like 10 years in the making, and I'm like seeing Cody Rhodes from like when he started to now, and like the reign of Roman Reigns, so, and I'm just like,
there's two characters you need to know. I'm gonna speak about this like I'm speaking about comic books, because they're the same fucking thing. But there's two characters you need to know, right? The first one is Cody Rhodes, right? And in order to know Cody Rhodes, I can't believe this is a hero story still. In order to know Cody Rhodes, you have to know Cody Rhodes' dad. Cody Rhodes' dad was a wrestler back in the 70s and 80s called Dusty Rhodes. And he is often referred to as one of the best ever. Everyone that ever loved wrestling loves Dusty Rhodes. Every wrestler is inspired by him. He's literally one of the all-time greats. And Cody's his son. And back in the 70s, Dusty was in a match for the WWE Championship. And he won it by countout. But because he won it by countout, he didn't win the belt. So he had the belt. He thought he won it. They took it away from him. And it's this iconic picture. Dusty Rhodes never won the belt. But as a kid, Cody saw that. Like, he's 8 years old, and he says, what's a boy to do? And he says, I'm going to win that belt one day so I can hand it to my dad and say, now they can never take it from you.
But
So Cody Rhodes becomes a wrestler, and he goes through, and they literally see nothing in him. Like, the company doesn't see that he's the guy, right? And then his dad dies. So now that dream he had, he can never do it. He can literally never give the belt to his dad. So then Cody Rhodes leaves. He builds another company. He does everything. He said, he brought his promo where he says, I went from undesirable to now undeniable. Like, you can't deny that I had it. And then he comes back, and he's the American Nightmare. Jesus Christ. The other character you have to know is a guy by the name of Roman Reigns.
I was going to say Rock.
The Rock is Rock's cousin.
He's part of the bloodline, right?
Yeah. Roman Reigns basically is this guy that he started as a part of a group called The Shield. And they were the three guys, and they were like brothers, pretty much. They were like these like weird like task, like they like were almost like a hit squad. Like, you just sent them on people, they would kill them pretty much.
The
and they killed
Claw.
The Rock at one point. They're like a wrestling group. At one point, one of the guys in the Shield betrays Roman Reigns, and it's like this sin. It's like this scar in the character, where now he was the tribal chief, and he was the head of the table, where he took the title, he won the belt, and he would like abuse his family in order to protect him from ever losing it, to the point where he had held it for 1,316 days. That it goes back to when we recorded that Dark Knight's Death Metal Legends of the Dark Knights episode.
Wow.
That's when he won that belt.
Death metal. Yeah.
That's a minute ago.
Yeah. During the fucking pandemic, 2020, August of 2020.
Goddamn.
Anyway, those are the two characters you got to know. Last year, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns had a match that everyone in the world, including myself, thought Cody Rhodes was going to win. And then he didn't. And we were all just like, this is fucking stupid. They ruined it. They've destroyed everything. I hate this place. But it turns out that they were cooking, because that was Infinity War. And they had a rematch over the weekend that was actually literally Avengers Endgame. But WWE.
I've seen so many clips online of this.
And it's just The Rock shows up, and John Cena shows up.
Yeah,
and the Undertaker shows up.
And the Undertaker, dude, that actually blew my mind when you said that.
And it's like, it's literally Avengers Endgame, where every good guy that's ever been fucked over by Roman Reigns in the 4 years that he's been champion helps Cody Rhodes to finally finish the story, where he wins the title for the first time ever. A Rhodes can be champion. He brings his mom into the ring and he hands her the belt. And it's like, it's literally like when Steve gives Steve gives Sam the shield and casts on Captain America because he's done with it.
So the mom's gonna wrestle now.
Yeah, but it's like it's genuinely like there are parallels to Avengers Endgame that like are insane. Like they're like dead on.
Well, and like people who aren't interested in wrestling will always make the same comment, like, how do you enjoy it?
Because it's fake.
I'm like, yeah,
it's theater. Like it
it's
is
fiction. It's
the highest peak in my mind of like physical theater. Like it's Broadway with people like smacking the shit out of each other.
It's Broadway
really
sports.
Enjoyable.
It's like sports, but Broadway. Yeah, it's
and
incredible.
I find the fact that they build storylines up and people get invested in them and then can physically go and see that story. I think that is so cool.
Imagine if you, like, it's like, okay, we're following these stories and these stories are not anything kind of new. Like, obviously, oh, the bad good guy loses and then the bad guy wins. And so we got to go back. Like, we've seen that a billion times. But the fact
it's
that
like,
people
if you enjoy
can go
Rocky,
there,
it's this, but in live action.
Yeah, people can, well, it actually literally was Rocky because he wins in Rocky 2. But it's like, you could go there and there's 70,000 people there to just they are just there to see one thing. They just want to see Cody Rhodes win the thing, and then he does, and like the ring announcer is crying as she says that he's champion, and like the commentators are crying, and there's people in the crowd that are crying, and it's like peak storytelling.
It's theater, but there's also like the sense of reality. Like he did have to climb to the point where the WWE is like, right, you're gonna be the guy.
He got whipped by The Rock with a weight belt. I was there.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
But like there's actual shit. There's like real world stuff being brought into like the
kayfabe
world of it all. Yeah.
People do complain too.
I did like when Cody Rhodes said, "Like I genuinely do not like The Rock." Like I was like, "Is that kayfabe? Is that real?"
He never really breaks character. He doesn't like to expose it.
But like in the interview, he's like, "Look, I don't like The Rock, and even outside of the ring, I genuinely do not like The Rock."
Yeah, I hate Dwayne. It's interesting because like. Like the storytelling is so like perfect where it's like like I say it's kind of like the MCU is what people have been describing this Bloodline saga as, where the match Roman Reigns, like I said, the original sin, the scar of that character is that he was betrayed by his brother 10 years ago and he can never live past it, and because Seth Rollins hit him with a chair and like betrayed him back in the day, and then in this match that just happened, Seth Rollins comes out in the attire they used to wear and gives Roman Reigns a chair, and Roman Reigns, the match is against Cody, but Roman Reigns is so distracted by this hatred he has for Seth Rollins, he hits him with the chair, which is what allows Cody to take the advantage and win the match.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
that's
so
fucking
good.
Genius storytelling. It's like the original scar of that character comes back to haunt him and costs him everything. They like so that's literally like the most incredible storytelling I've ever seen in anything. Over 10 years. That was 10 years of a story is crazy.
I have seen a lot of reactions of people filming like in the crowd, and there's one, I don't know if you guys saw it, where the guy goes, "This is like Avengers Endgame. We're just waiting for like John Cena now." And right when he says that, John Cena is the
star. Yeah,
and
then
you start screaming.
Yeah,
it's
I did
so
see
good.
That. Yeah, it's so cool.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I can't believe they actually did Endgame, man. That's crazy.
The portals open up.
That's literally what happened.
That's literally what it's like.
Because I remember DMing the chat last year when Cody lost and just being like, I'm mad about this fucking thing that happened. Like,
yeah,
even
you were,
if you guys
yeah.
don't know what I'm talking about, I'm really mad about this. And I said they just did Infinity War. But like to know that a year later they were actually going to pay it off. It's like I will now forgive anything they do because I'm like maybe they have a bigger plan.
Yeah,
like they've earned trust. It was literally the biggest weekend they've ever had in the history of the company.
Is Triple H now the Vince McMahon of WWE?
Well, he's the head creative. Yeah,
is the head
but he's
guy,
not
right.
Vince McMahon.
Is it no, I didn't mean like you. But do you think WWE storytelling has been better like under him than it was under like
Triple H
the
is
last
a wrestler 10 is the thing. Vince McMahon ran the company. He was more of a businessman, and he hated wrestling as a thing. Like, he genuinely hated, even though the fucking company's called World Wrestling Entertainment, he hated wrestling. He would always refer to it as sports entertainment, which is like, we're doing wrestling here. Let's call it wrestling. But Triple H was a wrestler, likes wrestling, and knows how to tell wrestling stories.
Yeah.
So he's, I mean, he's obviously got something because, like I said, this was the biggest WrestleMania in the history of the company by like 40%. Mm-hmm. So like he clearly has something that Vince McMahon did not have. A brain and a conscience.
And two functioning quads.
Yes, two quads that don't just blow up. I'm sure they do though, because he's also an older man.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's
good
fair.
Stuff. Love it.
Yeah. I thoroughly like it. Is so it's so comic books. It's so theater. Yeah, it's so comic entertainment. Books. It's just so yeah, so good.
Yeah.
But it's even like the thing I just.
Do you remember when Godzilla like, suplexed Kong?
Oh, I do remember, God. And I lost my mind. But it's like. I just told you how Roman hits Seth with a chair and then Cody takes advantage. It's like literally that was fucking Tony snapping and being like, I'm going to sacrifice my body and myself to stop Thanos. Mm. It's incredible. It's incredible. And then so Cap gets good. To live his happy ending. Like Cody literally got the happy ending.
Who do I make? Cody Rhodes in the thumbnail?
Yes, the American Nightmare.
I'll be Gaga. Make Hunter and the Hunter Rock. Can be Joker. Oh, okay.
I'll be Joker. I think one of them should be Gambit, maybe.
The fact that we've been talking like for years about how The Rock is lame as fuck, and then he comes back and he actually does like insane work and is like so entertaining.
Mama Rhodes,
he's checked his ego too.
Mama Rhodes,
Mama
Rhodes, I'm here to kill your son. Yeah, and he's like, there's a part in the match that he had over the weekend where the referee is going to count him out and he points at the ref and he said, if you count, you're fired. I'm The Rock. You know, I don't fuck around.
Yeah. I saw that. That was awesome. That was so cool.
Yeah. He's so good. I forgive Black Adam. I might like Black Adam now.
You should watch it this week.
I will. Nah, yeah.
I will look
at the
letterbox.
He comes out
of
Black Adam, dude. He's got the intros. His entrance is just lightning. It's lightning, like he's still Black Adam.
He loved being Black Adam.
He really did. It was the honor of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll give him that.
We'll give him that. He had fun.
Comics.
Okay.
It
might be my time to check out. We actually, that's actually kind of like, oops, sorry. That's like perfect timing for that.
12:31.
Wait, when did you have to go?
12:30 pretty much.
Oh, you're late. You're late.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, Harper has to go too. It was your cousin's funeral, right?
No.
Oh, is
going
that...
to a lunch. Going to a lunch.
Okay. I've been watching Community.
That is unreal.
Okay, we'll talk about X-Men 97 and Dragon
Ball.
Well,
initially, we were going to do this podcast like an hour early, but then Hunter.
Okay, I can explain though. I said, let's just record at the regular time. And Tyler said, I'm not recording if you don't watch X-Men. So,
yeah. Well, it's because, okay. Come on. We
so
had
it's
to.
Tyler's fault. Tyler. Yes.
But we had to.
Look,
you
all
had
I wanted
watch
to
it.
All I wanted yes. to do was mention, I wanted to mention Godzilla. The Godzilla I bought. I wanted to mention Monarch is a decent show if you get through some of the
you
boring
seem to
episodes.
You complained about it more than anything.
Okay, It's a 7 show. Out of 10 show. It's a 7 out of 10.
Isn't that like very okay. good on your scale though?
Yeah, no, that's like The Godfather. No. Okay. You guys know about the split timeline stuff, obviously, like Wyatt Russell is young Kurt Russell and Kurt Russell is Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway. I know that they play each other, but I don't know why.
Lee Shaw is Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell's character. Lee Shaw in like the 50s is he's with this doctor, Dr. Mira, and the other person is young Bill Rander, who is John Goodman from Kong Skull Island.
Oh.
And it's like 20 years before Skull Island, and it's them like creating Monarch and yada, 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 like from scraps as like a small company that's barely funded and yada, yada. That stuff in the 50s is really interesting. The modern day stuff is not nearly as interesting. By the way, this is Bill Rander in 1973.
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh no! It's gonna be like an Alec Guinness, Ewan McGregor thing, where it's like they're only.
This is him 10 years before.
Oh my god!
10 years.
He's
before.
That guy.
What happened?
That's literally like Ewan McGregor and Alec McGuinness. It's like what happened to you in 2 years?
That's worse. Like how does he go from that to that? Also, John Goodman is in that show very briefly.
I was just looking up Aaron Taylor Johnson's name in the Godzilla movie because, like you said, a Lee Shore.
Brody. Yeah.
It's Ford Brody.
Ford Brody, yeah.
It's crazy.
What a name.
But like, the,
Ford Brody?
the show starts, and for the first half, it's okay. So Lee Shaw is like 30 years old in like 1950, and then he's Kurt Russell in 2015. He should be like 90 something years old.
Yeah, what the?
Yeah,
he'd be 95 years old.
It is explained. It is part of the plot. He's Captain America, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
They do Man at a Time shit, and I was like, okay, fine, all right. So it's like, okay.
So yeah. Do they explain the origin of why they had a metal tooth set aside for Kong when he had a toothache?
They do not. We do not get that far.
The
modern day stuff is 2015, so it's right after what they call G-Day, which is the first Godzilla G-Day. Movie.
Jesus yeah. Christ, that's like the... Oh, every movie has that. After Man of Steel, it's like every movie yeah. has a universe... Every universe has a time when they knocked a city down and everything changed.
And yeah. everything, yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, in this case, it is like the world was fine and then a lizard fought two other big bugs in San Francisco. You would be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
a good point. I mean, COVID here. Well,
I remember watching that movie, yeah, like 2 weeks ago and being like, I was thinking actively like, the world is just not the same after this.
Like, yeah, you said that. You were like, the end of that movie is them being like, yeah, Godzilla. But in reality, it's like
170,000 people are dead.
No, that's it. Yeah. So, yeah, the end of that movie is like they're cheering Godzilla and everyone. And, oh, they get reunited and everyone's, you know, in the stadium. And they're helping people and they're finding people that are buried under rubble. And I'm just like, and it's like a triumphant ending where we will rebuild. But in hindsight with all these movies now, it's like haunting as fuck. It's like, no, this is what they have to do every single time one of these fucking things happens.
It will not stop happening.
It's crazy.
It's a decent show. It's just there's a couple episodes there that are like, we're diving into this character's like past. And if it's not the girl whose like whole life was ruined because she was on the San Francisco bridge when Godzilla attacked, then I don't really give a shit. Like, that's the one that I care. The other one is... Kirstie Clemons' character is like, she worked for Apex, the people who made
the Mechagodzilla.
And it's like, oh, I exposed some of their secrets and now they don't like me and I'm on the run from them. And I'm like, where's the monkey? Where's the lizard? I don't care. I want the big monster. Like,
does Megatron mention them in the new movies at all?
Megatron does not mention them.
No. What's his name? Bernie.
Bernie doesn't know.
Tyree Henry, yeah.
You know, the worst part of Monarch is the fact that it's set between Godzilla and King of the Monsters, and yet Serizawa is not there. You couldn't get Ken Watanabe for like
a cameo.
He'd be cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I think
Kurt Russell does have a good thing. He's like, they've had 70 years to prepare for G-Day, and the best they could come up with was let them fight. Really? It's like, right there.
That is funny, actually.
If only Kurt Russell was there, he would know how fucking hard that went. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is it James and Mace? Is it the Weekly Planet that point out that, like, when he says that in that movie, let them fight, it's more like we have no way to possibly stop
them
from fighting.
Yeah, we're just going to have to let them fight.
Yeah, we're not letting them fucking do anything.
Yeah, let them fight. We're not going to step in on this one. We'll let them fight.
It's like they're going to have to fight.
Yeah. they're just going to fight.
I was really hoping that the show would explain why Kong gets a big glove that cures frostbite.
They're not in that point yet.
It cured frostbite.
Were you not hoping the show would explain the magic psychic people living in a temple
in the center of the earth, but it's like a secret place in the secret place.
I thought about that after I said I prefer the human characters in that movie over Godzilla versus Kong. I think that is slightly true. I think the characters are better. I think the plot is way worse.
There's no plot. It's just dumb.
But it's that they go to their magical like middle city that can freeze gravity or whatever. They talk to Mothra through.
And there's monkey like, telekinesis. Slavery.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's awesome.
Big monkey punches big lizard, and then they team up to punch other big monkey and other big lizard.
That's all we need, really. I mean, what are movies about if not that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. What are movies without? Yeah,
Joker.
What
do you guys think? Like Godzilla 98? No, we just talked about what movies are without that. It's Joker 2.
I was about to say, what if they do a Joker version of Kong?
Godzilla Foile a Doigt.
Yeah, Godzilla. Oh my god, it'd be him and Mothra. That'd be hard. And it just says Godzilla Gaga.
I bought a Godzilla and Mothra Squishmallows. Anyway, I should probably go now.
Oh, real quick, Harper. There's a store across the like across from my office that is closing, and it's like a store that sells like pop figures and stuff like that. But there's a big Godzilla there, and since they're closing, everything's selling out, and like Godzilla's like the last thing in the store. But it's like it's like that size, and it's just looking at me through the window.
It's that size?
Yeah, I think it might be that. It's probably not that one, but it's huge.
The X plus gigantic.
Yeah.
X plus gigantic.
I'll send you a photo.
Godzilla.
Look at him, you big boy.
I do like him.
Blue. Yeah. Why are you blue? Please do send me a. Please do send me.
I will. I will tomorrow.
Photo of that. I will buy it from them and buy it from you. I mean.
Yeah, I will tell. I. It's $1 million. So e-transfer me.
Hell yeah.
Straight up. Okay. Well. Good times.
Anything good you want to say?
Not really. Nah.
All right. Well.
Finishing your story. All right.
We'll see. Have a good lunch. I'm sorry about your cousin.
What's the line? What's the line, Tyler? What's the line?
Undesirable.
Undeniable. Now I'm undesirable. Oh man. Oh no.
You goofball. Yeah. You're a silly guy.
Fuckwit. I'm a silly fuckhead.
And he's gone.
Oh god.
And here comes JD. No. X-Men.
X-Men. Oh god. Real quick. Sequel to that Cody Rhodes promo real quick. He said years ago, he said the undesirable to undeniable. And then on Monday he said, I went from undesirable to undeniable to now undisputed champion. And it was fucking sick.
That
anyway.
Is cool.
Yeah. Oh God.
X-Men 97 episode 5 came out and
spoilers. Jesus Christ.
So Grant Morrison, new X-Men. This happens.
Yeah. So I watched it Wednesday. And I remember just being like, oh, there's like Krakoa in here and there's like Mutant Massacre in here. And then it's Genosha. And then it happens. And I just went like, I mean, it hit us like a truck, right? Like, I know you knew kind of what did you know going in?
I knew nothing. Just your reaction. And that I just had a feeling.
But my reaction was not even, I didn't say anything about the episode. I just kept saying, watch it because we have to talk about it.
You said that, but you also said this is definitely not a kid show. And I'm like,
yeah, yes.
I knew they were going to Genosha, and I was like, okay, a Fred Morrison's run. I know that place blows up.
Yeah, very, very violently.
So that's all I knew going in. But the whole time I was like on edge. And then the Watcher appears. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It's so, God, where do I even begin? Because it was a full episode. There was a lot of shit in there.
Well, it's like you get drama between Jean and Wolverine and Jean and Cyclops.
Storm does a bit of a, not Storm, Scott does a bit of a Homelander thing.
Yeah, he which loses his temper on the new, not to the point where he like kills an innocent person.
But he says like, you people should be thanking Christ that I am who and what I am because you need me.
Yeah.
You need me to save you.
Yeah. He basically says that, yes.
He does say that. So the Genosha stuff is pretty much what we need to talk about because it was...
Well, at first, it's cool because it's like, hey, look, here's Nightcrawler and here's Pixie.
Here's Krakoa,
and here's
pretty
Leech,
much.
And, yeah, you get a lot
it's
of
It's Glob and Pixie and, yeah, and like, all of this cool stuff and like, Exodus and Multiple Man and, yeah, everyone.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, like, as like, a X-Men fan, I'm, like, pointing at the screen the whole time. Like, oh!
Yeah, like, oh, Glob!
Dazzler has short hair now.
No, I think that was a Havoc. That was not Alex, but that was a different Havoc.
Yeah, yeah. Banshee and Emma Frost, of course.
Yeah. And Moira, it always makes me laugh when I hear Moira McTaggart because, like, I forget that she's Irish or Scottish because I don't read her as Scottish in the comics.
Oh, I read her as Irish.
I just forget a lot of the time. And then I'm like, oh yeah, she's like got this really super thick accent.
Yeah,
it's like,
same with Banshee though. So.
But they usually Claremont would spell out Banshee like phonetically, you know, like his words would be like, they would look like how he would say them.
Yeah. Just like for German, for Kurt and
that. For Colossus and whatnot.
Yeah. So I get that.
But so there was basically like there was the Quiet Council of Krakoa pretty much. You had the Hellfire Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just happens, right? And my immediate reaction was like I was laying in bed watching it and I sat up and I was like, no way we're doing this now. Like, you know what I mean? Like we just got this place and it's beautiful. And no way we're doing this And even if we do it, it's not going to be that bad. And then, and then it just becomes genuinely like, I didn't want to do anything for the rest of the day. This hurt.
For the people that don't know or don't care about X-Men, you're not watching it, you're just listening to the podcast, thank you. But it's a place, it's an island where mutants can just be themselves.
Yep. And Genosha's the dream.
It basically gets bombed. And Sentinels come in.
By a giant Sentinel. This is in Grant Morrison's New X-Men. In the New X-Men, it's Cassandra Nova, which is like Charles's unborn fetus baby sister, which is
that's a whole thing.
But I never liked it in the comics because it happens. Like I guess I'm fine with the idea of it. I guess I'm not against the idea of it. Of killing story-wise, 60 million mutants. But the execution I thought was just like, for what they did, was so edgy. Poor. I just thought, because like, it's like, it happens, right? And at the end of the first issue of Grant Morrison's X-Men, we have already destroyed Genosha and every mutant, 16 million are dead. And then the next issue is they're in Genosha, and it's literally the first page is Beast with a skull doing like the Hamlet speech. And I'm like, is this supposed to be like a joke? Because this is the most serious thing that's literally ever happened in mutant history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first thing they do is make a joke. And I was just like, I think that they fucked this up. Like, this should have been so real. You know what I mean?
It's too edgy. And it's interesting because it's like, oh, everyone's dead, including Magneto. But the only survivor is Emma because she turns her skin to diamonds. And so she doesn't blow up. But I mean, a lot of people say Grant Morrison's run is maybe the best X-Men run ever made.
One of the best, people
say. I disagree. I think it
gets very good. I think you get in the final like 15 issues or so.
Yeah, it has a great final act, but I think it's too edgy. The whole run in general.
Early 2000s nonsense.
It's not that long of a run, but within that run you get stuff like, oh, here's Genocide to start it off. And later on,
literally, the first arc is called E for Extinction.
Yeah, and then later on, it's just like, oh, here's someone that's dying from overdosing on drugs. And here's a mutant who's, like, beating... Here's, like, a mutant who's getting beat by her dad. And here's teen pregnancy.
She's, like, a pregnant teen.
Yeah, it's like, this is too edgy for me. So I really don't know. I didn't like it, though. But it has, like,
I think it gets very good. I think anyone talking about it is talking about the first three issues and the last 15.
Yeah, the last 15 really are fantastic.
Yeah. And I really like the idea of where it pushes the X-Men, where it's like, no, the world will never accept us, and they won't even not accept us. They won't, allow us to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kind of what happens to Scott out of that, where like then fucking Scarlet Witch says no more mutants, and it goes from there were 16 million mutants to there were 300,000 to there are 100.
Like, yeah, there's like 100
in 6 months altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this breaks Scott's mind. He just loses it pretty much.
Villain arc. Yeah. Well, he gets
Schism, whatever the word is, the one where it's the Civil War. Yeah. And it's like, Scott's like, I don't care if I made children into soldiers and they kill people. Like, this is what we have to do now. Yeah. And he's lost it. He's completely lost it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love that. I think that's so good. And so, like, the idea that we're going to do that with this show.
Yeah, we probably are.
Because especially he shows signs of it. He says, like, he's getting angry. You know, they asked him why he lies about having a kid. And he's like, I lie about having my kid because I have to be here and even convince you that I'm human in the first place. Like, you think that this is like, oh, you're going to show people that we're people. It's like, I have to convince you that I'm a guy is crazy, you know? And you should be thinking, Christ, and I have. Yeah, he does that whole thing. And it's just.
That reporter was brutal, too. Because it's just
You
have a kid? And he's like, no, I don't have a kid. It's like, oh, well, the hospital reports. It's like,
I have a social security card right here, actually.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, it says you were at this hospital at this time, and this was your doctor. And it's just like, maybe she had a miscarriage. Like, why are you telling him?
You don't need to. Yeah, and this is on TV.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
I guess, you know, part of the point.
Yeah.
Did you see what the writer said? So you know how this guy got fucking shit canned? He got fired.
Yeah, for a known reason.
Lou DeMaio. So he actually posted like a big thing about how like, why this? Like, what? Why they did this in this episode? And he basically said that this was the center point of his pitch to Marvel for X-Men 97 was this. The basically it's all kind of wrapped around this, what happens here. And he said that basically, I thought this was fascinating. He said that he wanted, so everyone that watched the show when they were growing up as children were kids of the 80s, right? And they're all teenagers or they're young adults or, you know, they're tweens or whatever. And then kids of the 90s, who then grow up in the early 2000s or through the early 2000s were promised like a new future. Like, oh, the world is yours and you get to inherit this beautiful new world. Everyone's hopeful. It's the late 2000s, you know, hope. And then 9/11 happens. And it's like, okay, now there's this collective trauma that has occurred where that has robbed everyone of their innocence. And it's like a moment that everyone will remember for the rest of their lives where they were. And he said he basically wanted to do that to the viewer.
Oh.
Just this idea of, you are, you promise this thing, you do this to the mutants as well, and it's like we're going through this thing and oh my god, there's so much hope and there's so much everything, and then we destroy it all, like it all crumbles beneath you, and it's like that's torture, dude. That's really mean.
I mean, I think I'll always remember this first watch.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like he wanted to literally put people in the shoes of what it was like, I guess. Because, you know, again, we're talking about how the X-Men have always been reflective of the world, you know?
Yeah.
So he said, like, all we do now is this, this is going to get real. But he says, like, all we have now as a society are collective traumas, or it's like we went through COVID together and we had, and 9/11 happened. There's all these horrible atrocities that everyone in the world lives through.
Right.
And it's like this is, if the mutants are going to represent that, they have to have something too. It's like, oh god, I guess that's true. I guess you're right.
Well said.
You know? Yeah. It's like, I guess you're right. But Jesus Christ, I thought this was a kid's show. You know? It literally says intense violence is the rating for that episode.
Magneto's bleeding from the head.
Yeah, Magneto's bleeding from the head and Gambit gets skewered and like
And even just like the stomach.
People just getting disintegrated and whatnot. It's just really upsetting to watch.
Because it's like you're seeing people get disintegrated. It's like that's brutal itself. But yeah, Gambit gets stabbed through the stomach. He's bleeding out and he's like coughing out blood, and then he just gives a smirk as blood's coming out.
I guess that's exactly
it
as well. It's characters you like as well. It's characters you know.
Yeah.
And so it just it
names
so
Gambit.
Much...
Remember that.
I always will. I always will, Remy.
Yeah.
And it was just, I thought it was excellent. I thought it was like genuinely like one of the best things that they've put out in a very long time.
Marvel in general, yeah. This would be like maybe top 10 Marvel adaptation.
Exactly. And I'm even like, again, I was just thinking about how I was going to sleep on this. And I was just going to be like, it's X-Men, whatever that is. And now I'm just like, no, this is the coolest thing ever. This is the best show I've ever seen in my life.
It's crazy because we're showing genocide to the point where like, when Magneto is fighting, trying to save people, he has flashbacks to World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Jewish
person.
Because
he's been through this
World
shit
War
before,
II.
Man.
He's having and you see that in the show. In last episode, Jubilee got stuck in a video game.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And it was just Mojo World.
Yeah. Like, it's complete 180 between these two episodes where it's like, oh my God. Yeah. And
I'm just wondering, like, now I'm at the point where I'm like, I cannot wait to see the next episode. I can't wait to see what they do.
Did you
like, do
see?
We go? I did. I was going to ask you if you saw.
Yeah.
So spoilers, I guess, if anyone doesn't want to know. But that thing to above Hunter's shoulder shows up in one of the teasers. Mm-hmm. Is a Captain America shield in
with like Wolverine claw marks on, or that could be just be a shadow, I guess.
In in the teaser, and it's called War, I think is the episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it basically the X-Men going to war with the rest of the world? Or is it like all the superheroes helping the X-Men? Or like, what does this mean? We know this Captain America because he's the 90s animated Captain America, shows up in like Spider-Man and stuff. Does that mean we're going to get more? Do we get our Spider-Man cameo? Like, it's so exciting.
Are we going to see, like, I feel like we're guaranteed Captain America at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
and
does that mean the Avengers?
He would get involved seeing this too. Like, he wouldn't.
Iron Man has a show. Like, this is, we're actually rebuilding out a Marvel animated universe.
Oh my god!
I know, it's crazy,
and it's like the '90s, but like you don't have to have watched the 90s stuff to understand. Yeah,
it's,
per
it's
se
so, it's just... I think that this is X-Men 97 genuinely is a top Marvel Disney Plus show, might be the best one,
and confirmed season 2 and 3 are on the yep. way. So
yeah, and I think again it's like, where, what evolution do we do with these characters? Do we do the Morrison stuff rather, where it's like, do they change costumes and do
I think they're gonna get the jackets. Yeah,
yeah, and I love those looks, honestly. I love them. I think they're sick. And then do we, in future seasons, do we do the whole Scott arc? Do we go all the way through Avengers versus X-Men? Do we do the Hickman stuff? Like, what do we do? We can do anything.
I love Scott's Fall. Yeah, like,
Scott's Fall is one of my favorite arcs in comics. It's just excellent.
It's all the way through. It's like a 10-year storyline too. So it's like, it's not rushed or anything. Like Roman Reigns, it's just, it's just Scott has like the worst life.
The worst couple of years that a guy could have.
Yeah, like Jean dies and things with Emma.
And then the mutants get massacred. And then they get literally get booped out of existence. And like, now there's a Superhuman Registration Act. And now there's yada yada. Mm-hmm. And then like literally everything piles on top of them.
The Avengers so go against them too. Avengers versus X-Men. And he kills Charles too.
and he ends up killing his childhood, like his father figure pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then he just becomes my favorite version of Scott, which is the Bendis version of Scott, where Evil he's just a prick.
I think I'll start that tonight.
He's so good. Yeah, no, seriously. It's I think the glimpses of that Scott in this episode made me so excited.
Because this, I mean, this brought me back. I'm like, I gotta get back into X-Men. Because I read like 20 years worth of X-Men, and then I just stopped when Scott became evil. But I read the build-up and the downfall. I haven't read Terrorist Scott.
It's all excellent, man. It's like, again, it's like a schism we mentioned, where basically that series is about Wolverine and Scott doing their own X-Men Civil War. And it's because Wolverine thinks that Scott is turning the children into soldiers. And he's basically like, these kids deserve to have childhoods. You know, like, you're making them kill people. And that's what they think being an X-Men is about. And Scott's like, this is the world we live in. Like, there's literally this. We're not doing this because I want to do this. This is just what we have to do to survive. And it's like, it's so good. It's just the interesting, like, them being opposing, opposite sides. And they both kind of make sense. And they're both really upsetting to think about. I know I love especially the Avengers in the 2000s, but the X-Men were fucking cooking as well.
Marvel was
firing on all cylinders, except for Spider-Man.
Well, Ultimate Spider-Man,
and the first half of the JMS run,
this show is so like, it is serious now. It's changed completely. And you, like I said, the only thing I knew going in was you saying this isn't a kid show. I'm like, that could either mean this is going to be really violent, or like Emma Frost is going to be wearing like Morrison's outfit.
Exactly.
So, those two things. So then it's starting, and then you see the watch. I'm like, okay, that's not good. And then you see Cable. And I'm like, okay, something's up.
Yeah.
Cable's here for a reason. I'm sorry, Mom. And man.
Good stuff. Excellent stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm genuinely at the point now where I'm like, I can't wait for the next episode. I need to see the next episode.
It's like a week away.
Yeah.
I'll probably try to watch this one like right when I wake up in the morning.
No, seriously, I'm just like, should I
see it? Because this one I waited a day. And oh, man.
It's so good. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. Well, X-Men's really good right now.
X-Men is very good right now.
I didn't read any comics this week. I only had Green Lantern, but I haven't gone around to it yet. I read last week's comics. Batman's cooking right now, by the way.
Do you really think so? I thought that the last issue of Batman was the worst one.
I loved it. I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was genuinely the worst issue.
Prison Riot, and then...
I like the line. The line you posted where he says...
Yeah.
What does he say? Like, is it 74, about
60
guys?
He says like 74... prisoners down here, none of them have powers, the tough guys are upstairs, I like those odds, or something like that.
Yeah, like I could take that.
Yeah, and he just says he says something
like, I can do 64.
Yeah,
and it's just like, yeah, you can, yeah, you could, you can beat up 64 guys.
And he hits a few people, and then like the guards come in and there's like a big riot, so Bruce
that moment. I didn't care for the Superman. I just feel like I'm like, Superman, I think he would know.
Yeah,
no, but I think he would know. The whole kind of mystery of everyone being like, oh, is Zurinar, is Failsafe actually really Bruce?
Yeah, that seems weird.
They would just know. It's like Superior Spider-Man, where it's like, once Superior Spider-Man started killing people, they should have been like, okay, this clearly isn't Peter. Yeah, you know, I'm at the point where it's like, okay, maybe Superman would know that this isn't Bruce.
Yeah, because they have that
conversation.
Killing people,
but like,
he's not doing anything.
It's like
bad per se, but he's just over the top.
Yeah, it's just off. It's just odd. Like, I feel like they would know what Bruce is like.
Well, the whole Bat family knows, except for Damian, but he's like starting to get suspicions. So I don't know. I think it's good. I like the Bruce stuff.
I'm with it.
I don't like the failsafe stuff, but every time it focuses on Batman, I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm definitely with it. I just.
Yeah, at the end,
I don't know. I thought that was the worst one.
He does what Luke Cage does. Like, he leaves the prison, he swims across back to Gotham, and then he like steals clothes and gets in a car.
Yeah, and he puts a chain on.
Because I look like a damn fool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for wherever we go next. I don't even know what we're doing with Batman next. Like, when we're finishing this arc and when we're moving on. I know they're doing the event, but it's like, what?
Yeah,
after
they're
that?
Doing the failsafe event, but I'll check the solicitations.
Batman. You know what came out this week as well was the Action Comics Superman issue.
Oh, Starter Brainiac,
Yeah, I didn't even know it came out. I fucking missed it. I didn't even know.
I mean, June's issue... Oh, is the epilogue to this arc, so yeah, we don't know what's happening next.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Ultimate Action X-Men came out as well.
Oh, issue how two. Was it? Still weird?
It's still weird. That's about it, honestly. It's still weird.
Yeah, I mean...
And then there's a new Transformers as well.
All right. Well, one thing that Tyler and I have been doing, and
Jesus Christ,
everyone's gonna be like, "How haven't you done this earlier?" Yeah, we're in Dragon Ball right now. We're really into Dragon Ball.
We both like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Right. My experience with it is that when I was a kid, I played the video games a lot, and so I had the lore as told through the video games, and then obviously like YouTube videos all about lore.
Yeah.
But that was my experience with it. I never really watched the show or read the manga.
Mm-hmm.
But now.
Yeah, I guess for me, same idea. I play the video games. I play some video games. I watch videos online. I would watch Dragon Ball Z when I was on the TV and it happened to be on. I watch it, but it was like zero context. Yeah. Whatever episode was on, I watched the Cell Saga. I remembered the whole way through, and I was like, that was awesome. And I watched a little bit of Dragon Ball Super when that came out for some reason. And yeah, so but
I think
like,
I watched Dragon Ball Z Kai. And that was the one I would have watched.
That's the new.
Don't stop,
that's the
don't
new.
Stop,
yeah.
We're enough now.
Well, Dragon Ball Z Kai is Dragon Ball Z without the filler, essentially.
Okay.
And all there's right. more and stuff, but then you, so yeah, you they cut out like 50 or so episodes because it's just filler. But you're
that's
missing stuff like there's a full filler arc about Piccolo getting a driver's license, so you're missing. Stuff
I mean,
like
I like
that.
I like that though. I like Piccolo. I like getting driver's licenses. I like
but yeah, that. Like I had no context of what I was watching. I didn't know what like Super Saiyan they get strong, and that's all I knew. But now I'm watching Dragon Ball Z Kai from the beginning, and I'm hooked.
Like, well, when is Kai from?
Kai started fairly recently. Like, not recent, but like it was to celebrate 20 years of Dragon Ball Z, I think.
Oh my god.
Something like that. But it's fairly recent. But
2009,
yeah. Yeah, like it's not like 90s. But I am
And hooked. You're watching this show. I'm reading the manga.
Yeah, another thing about Kai is it's the manga, like, it's exactly the manga. They add scenes, too, that the original show didn't have, but the manga did. So it's, like, it's almost word for word. They use, like, the same script and everything, so.
That's interesting. Because I'm reading this, and, like, it does take place after Dragon Ball. Like, like you're supposed to have read Dragon Ball already, which I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe eventually. And I love it.
It's so good.
I just love it. I know I liked it already. Like, I already liked it because I had knowledge of the stories and the characters. And like, oh, I love Goku. I love Vegeta. But actually reading it and seeing where, like, much comes from like, literally everything. Like, do you ever think about the fact that this is the reason we have like power scaling people now?
Yeah.
And I like we hate that. And that's because of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, basically.
Because that's all this is everyone going like, "Oh, that guy's got 5 more strength points than me. I might not be able to win this fight." But it's fucking awesome. The art, I don't know how it exactly translates into animation. I know you've shown me some
like,
frames that are the exact same.
Exactly.
But like the art, Akira Toriyama, we talked about this.
Yeah,
game.
That
fucking
was that part was
maestro,
insane.
Man. It's like all of this is so good. The versions of the books I have some colored pages, which look amazing, but it's just, I really like it. Did you know that some of these characters have different names, though, in the manga versus anime?
Like who?
Like Krillin. Krillin is called Kurin. Oh. And I was like, this guy looks like Krillin, but they keep fucking calling him Kurin. I'm like, is this a different character? It's like, it's just a translation thing.
Oh,
also,
okay.
Yamcha has a different name. I don't remember what it is.
Yamcha's first like death is kind of funny.
He just blows up.
He just lays there.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, like, yeah. I love the stuff in like Green Lantern comics when the characters get so powerful that they're like blowing up planets. Like,
yeah, that's just all this is.
Yeah, this whole thing, and it's like, this is a show where it's a bunch of like strong guys and they get powerful and more powerful and more powerful. But I'm like, when I'm watching this or like you're reading this, and Goku's is like Kaioken 3, I'm like,
I'm like,
no way.
Like, be careful, Goku. It's gonna hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. They're getting more strong, but it's hype, and I'm like, oh my god.
It is so fascinating, though, because like, I think there's so much from comic books that are shared. You know, Marvel, DC comics that are shared from Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously manga in general, but I feel like Dragon Ball, especially, is the most comic book, Marvel, DC comic of mangas, at least from what I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And because it's just like. Science fiction, there's aliens everywhere and there's different races and they're all fighting and there's, you know, power levels and deep character art, and obviously all the other mangas have that as well.
They're superheroes. But this, to me,
this is very superhero-y, especially like how some of them literally become superheroes at some point. But I think that it is fascinating to look at this as a version of that, where you go like, okay, so like obviously Goku is Superman and they're like the same fucking thing.
Yeah,
where they're like, like just the idea of like a different culture's version on Superman, you know, where it's like, okay, Superman is like the American idea of this. Goku is the Japanese idea of this. And they're both like the same kind of concept of like, you know, ultimate power, but ultimate kindness.
And also like they're aliens that were sent down to Earth as kids or babies.
Exactly. And it's just, I love that. I think that's so fascinating to see something like that, you know, where it's like, this is the same exact thing that we're familiar with. It's just this culture's take on it, this person's take on it.
Yeah,
I just think that's sick.
It's just
also,
yeah.
Frieza's on the back of this cover, and he looks real cool.
Yeah, I'm on a Frieza arc right now.
I've found out that the Frieza arcs are like two or three of these books.
Yeah, they're
are
long.
Frieza arcs.
They're
it's
long.
Like this book ends before the Frieza arc ends, and it's like I got book one and two. 3 and 4 might be all Frieza.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
The Vegeta
There's
fight,
nine
the
of
first
them in total.
The first Vegeta fight is long, but it's good
forever.
Because they do things that make it unique. It's not just punching.
Yeah,
like the game changes like 5 times throughout the fight, so it's like
Gohan
you're reading
goes
different
ape
things.
And whatnot. And
yeah, Vegeta does, and like the artificial moon, and like it's not just punch for a full book. Like things are.
I mean,
happening.
It kind of is, but there's stuff. There's other stuff.
They're doing stuff to make it unique, and they're raising the stakes by Vegeta giving up and being like, "I'm just gonna blow up your planet," and then Goku.
I
has
wonder
to
if everyone's read this him. And watched this except for us.
Probably that's why I feel like I'm speaking out of line, because I feel like people would be
like,
"Yeah, you
don't I wonder
even know.
How many people." Yeah, so I wonder how many of our listeners have read a lot of manga, because like I used to be afraid of it. I used to be afraid of manga. I just thought it was just too different for me. I'm like, this fucking shit's backwards. I don't get it. But I've got it down now. I have the flow. I know how to read these things now. I'm like, fuck, now I want to read all of this. Like, I read Berserk. I read the first Berserk book, and I want to finish all that. It's like 14 books, though.
I want you to just continue Dragon Ball for now, because I'm
I want to finish. I want to finish Dragon Ball.
We are kind of on the same area, Dragon Ball. And that's cool.
Dragon Ball. There's 9 of these books. I have 2. I feel like 9's really not bad. Like I could do 9 books
soon.
And you know, it ends with the. Well, I don't know about soon, but it ends at the. It ends with the Majin Buu saga. So like, it ends at the end. You know.
Yeah.
It's like all of it. Like I said, I like to jump around between things because I have another book coming in next week that I'm going to stay secretive about. I'm going to be super secret about it.
Okay.
But eventually you will see. But I do want to just read so much of this shit. I want to binge all of this and then I want to read like more. Like I want to read
Super
Dragon Ball eventually and whatnot.
Dragon Ball Super?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna watch the movies. Like I'm really, really like this is something I never talk about on the podcast, but I'm like deep into fighting games. Like I watch fighting game tournaments all the time. That's like my WWE in a way. I'm always watching fighting games tournament. I'm playing fighting games and everything. And there's Dragon Ball FighterZ, and I've been watching gameplay of that recently. And like,
who's the champ at Fighter? Is it still Sonic Fox? Is Sonic Fox Sonic like, the best at also that?
The last tournament, as far as I know, was in like France, and someone in like the French team won. But Sonic Fox was like the main one for a long time.
Because I just know Sonic Fox from fucking Mortal Kombat and Injustice, and they're crazy. Like,
yeah,
what Sonic like? And I'm so I just assume that Sonic Fox can play.
Sonic Fox plays Dragon Ball Z, but yeah, that's funny that you mentioned like them of all people for Dragon Ball FighterZ because they are like huge in that game. But like Street Fighter, they don't play that, as far as I know, or at least they're not known in that Tekken. At least they're not known for that. Like I watch a lot of Tekken. I watch Fatal Fury and Street Fighter.
I've watched a good amount of fighting game stuff. Like I like to watch like Mortal Kombat or Injustice Evo at least because I like those games. I probably could get into like Tekken or something.
Get Street Fighter 6.
I probably have too many things on my plate.
Like I have a gamepad like a fight stick where
oh
I'm
my god,
like,
really?
Yeah,
like a joystick and everything.
Like I play on
you
that.
What and I got.
I record my combos so I could like memorize it, but I record it like this. Yeah,
I thought you meant you like record the clip. Oh my god!
No,
like
because I'm just trying to get like my hands down for it, so I'm like watching my hands.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how deep I am.
I'm playing the Dragon Ball Z Kakarot game. You heard about this one? This is the open world story one.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah,
I mean it's hard. There, Vegeta surprisingly is fucking tough to beat.
Well,
he
would be. Yeah.
yeah, but it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, we're heavy into Dragon Ball right now. I mean, I read so much manga in high school. That was my thing. I read all of Fairy Tail, which I wouldn't recommend on my worst enemy, but it was like it's like 600 plus chapters or something like that, and I read all of that. And so I get it.
I do read. I wonder if our listeners are way more into manga than we are, but I really want to do Berserk. Like I love Guts. He's fucking weird.
He's cool.
And it's just a disgusting story, but like
I've seen a lot of panels
like choice panels where it's just like, oh, all right,
did you need
to draw that
Kentaro? Yeah, and it's not like Uzumaki or something where it's just like, that's scary, that's a guy in a barrel. No, it's just like
that's upsetting.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, it's just like there's 14 Berserk volumes.
Oh my
god. I read the first one.
And counting because it's not done.
But didn't he die?
Yeah, I believe his son is continuing the story.
Oh shit. All right.
So because it never ended.
I bought a Guts shirt the other day.
Oh, I was looking at Dragon Ball figures to have on my desk the other day.
Look at that. Bought a Guts shirt, so I might buy that Guts figure. I love that sword. That sword is so cool.
Because my desk is fairly empty. Like I have like figures up there. I have like Spider-Man and Joker and Batman. But on my desk, I just have
figures.
This. But this is mostly as a joke.
I have all my figures. Oh god, here we go. Like a Marvel.
Oh, you have a lot. Yeah, Moon Knight's the only one that stands out
like
there.
Figures. I know because he's just wearing pure white.
Yeah.
I did get the X-Men 97 Cyclops, and it is the coolest figure I've ever had. Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah,
it's so sick.
That does look good. But I don't know, man. Like. Dragon Ball's good. Who's your favorite in Dragon Ball?
So far or just in general?
Yeah, I guess so far.
Well, I mean, I guess it would be Vegeta so far. I mean, I remember as a kid like always thinking Vegeta was the sickest character. Like Vegeta and Trunks, I mean Trunks is the coolest design in fiction. Right?
Yeah, it is.
Like he does with the sword and the purple
hair,
jacket.
Yeah.
It's the hardest drip in fiction. And the purple hair is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love Trunks because I also love that archetype, because I also love Cable, you know. Mm-hmm. I love the son of a character who's traveled throughout time from a you know dystopian future.
Yeah.
But I think it's Vegeta. I think I've always just think Vegeta's the best character because he's just a prick.
Yeah, I know you're reading it right now, but in the anime, like he just has like a villain voice.
I'm so happy that I know his voice because reading it makes it so much better. Like they have iconic voices.
I hear
Goku, I hear Vegeta.
Vegeta's just like in the arc I'm on right now, he's literally like, like he just laughs the whole time. He's like, it's like taking candy from a baby, and he says stuff like that. It's okay, yeah, this
evil
was,
asshole.
This was written in the late 80s.
But he's gonna have a face turn, so
yeah,
mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. I love I also love Gohan.
I love Gohan.
I like mm-hmm. Gohan. And again, another kind of trope of a lot of these books is that there's a son of a character who grows up alongside the main character, and maybe that son is actually the main character, mm-hmm. like fucking Carl in The Walking Dead. And so I like the when we get to the era of Gohan where he's like fighting Cell and shit,
mm-hmm.
and like that's for me that's peak Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
is the Cell stuff.
I mean that's the one thing I've seen too. So like besides what I'm out right now,
I gotta start like reading and watching like literally like at the same
time. Oh, like Family Guy clip, but it's like Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but it's Dragon Ball.
Well, I mean,
I'm reading.
Kai is the manga. Like yeah. they made it just like the manga. So. I think my favorite, like it's this. My favorite's Goku. I think I know it's generic.
I mean,
right
I like
now,
Goku.
But...
Obviously, I like Goku.
Yeah,
because
I
like Superman.
He's just great. I also love King Kai a lot. I think
King
he's funny.
Kai?
I think he's
you
goofy.
Think he's funny.
I do think he's funny.
Oh my god! You know who I love?
Krillin.
No, I hate Krillin. I actually never liked Krillin.
I like Krillin.
I remember being happy that Frieza exploded him when I was a kid.
Krillin's cool. I like Krillin.
I think you mean Curren, actually.
Oh, sorry.
No, fucking Piccolo, man.
Yeah, Piccolo's cool.
Piccolo's just aura personified. He's just a cool motherfucker.
He throws
you know what I mean?
Gohan on a mountain.
Yeah, he just leaves Gohan up there. He's like, that kid's... I mean, if he doesn't live, he'll die and he's not worth living. And he just leaves him there and he's just like, I'm so
And then Gohan
hungry.
Becomes like
I gotta
a
fight
fanboy.
A dinosaur.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's... Yeah, I mean, I love Piccolo. He's just sick. He's just so cool. And then he gets blown up.
He's a cooler Martian Manhunter.
He is a cooler Martian Manhunter. I think when I was a kid, I thought he was Martian Manhunter.
It's a green alien, like, of course.
Yeah.
So the arc I'm on right now, not to give away anything, but they're it's a lot of Piccolo's origin, like where he's from and everything.
Namek. Yeah, well, it's stuff, right? Frieza blows up Namek.
But they're in the hospital, because Goku, they're in the hospital, basically. It's like the whole cast is there, and they're talking about Piccolo, and they're just like, oh, yeah, he's from a planet called Namek. And everyone's like, Piccolo's an alien?
Like, what'd you think?
Yeah. I forget his name. Who's the guy with the sword? He cuts off Vegeta's tail.
Oh, Yajirobe.
Yeah, Yajirobe's like, wait, you guys didn't know that? Like, he's the only one. He's like,
he's green.
He's like, yeah, that's what he says. Like, he's literally a green guy. But I thought that was fun. So the humor's fun. It's funny.
I mean, Akira Toriyama, man. We talk about this all. We don't talk about this all the time, but we talked about it on the podcast. But it's like he was just a genius.
He was. Yeah.
So much of this is just brilliant. Mm-hmm. Everything about this works. Like, there's nothing about it where I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I like it all.
Yeah. Like, I'm probably gonna watch episodes tonight. Get back to it.
You can get over X-Men.
Yeah. I might read that instead. I feel guilty talking about this because like I'm a new fan talking about something like
it
that.
It does
that
kind of feel like that. Again, it's like
I feel like
I do wonder if we're like way behind on this.
Well, we are.
I know, but do people? Because I think about this too, where I'm like, do people actually read them though?
I'm not.
If I know, but like. Or watch, I guess, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Do people actually, I guess watching it is different.
Are our listeners Dragon Ball fans? Is what we're asking. So leave a comment.
I guess I'm asking that, yeah. Do we need to be afraid of that?
Yeah, because if so, I'm so sorry, because we're talking about something that we're like, this is the best, but it's like, it's been around forever.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like if we went into this podcast and we were talking about like, dude, I just read like Batman Year One, and it was just like, it was so fucking good. It was crazy. I never read anything like it.
Yeah, right. Have you guys ever read Court of Owls? Like everyone
dude, Court of Owls, man. Oh my God, Court of Owls.
Yeah, we're like hyping up Killing Joke. It's like everyone knows about that. So I feel...
I'm saying, I wonder if our audience is like that. I wouldn't think so, but maybe.
Yeah.
We have a diverse set of opinions on our audience, right?
Yeah, just know like Dragon Ball, it could be for everyone, and we're late, but we're happy to be here.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here.
And but this time next week when we're recording, like we will both be further ahead, I'm sure.
I'll have standing golden hair.
Yeah, like this is how early we are. Like we haven't gotten to Super Saiyan yet.
Super Saiyan, nobody's turned Super Saiyan yet.
I think I'm almost there. Like, Goku has just arrived on Namek. That's where I am in the series.
Yeah, well, it happens during the Frieza fight.
Yeah.
It happens when he kills Krillin.
Yeah. So, it's like, that's just happened. So, that's... But I think, like, if I start watching right when I'm done recording this podcast, I will see Super Saiyan tonight. But like, we haven't seen it yet. We both haven't seen it, so like, I'm close. But yeah.
Shit, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. God, I have a ways to go before that.
Yeah, you do. I'm quite a bit ahead of you, I think.
You are ahead of me.
Yeah. So finish the Vegeta fight and then catch up.
I will.
Because you messaged me the other day, because we were at the same part, and I'm just like, oh, I just got to that part, and you said this is a race. I'm like, okay.
but it always is between us is the thing.
Yeah, for movies so, and everything like that. Yeah, I still haven't seen Monkey Man.
Eh.
I hear it's eh.
Yeah. I know I was like, what do you mean it's eh, when you were saying it might be eh? But it actually was like eh.
Yeah, I might just wait till for it to like stream. I'll see Civil War instead, even though that might be.
Oh,
we'll see.
I think it's gonna scare me. I think it's gonna. I was talking to people about this. So I think the Civil War movie is gonna freak me out. I'm here, dude.
Well, yeah, you're living it. I'm up in Canada. I just got to fear like bears.
Eating popcorn. Yeah. You're gonna be like, ooh, nice.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah. We'll update everyone. If you guys want. If you guys are into Dragon Ball and you enjoy this conversation, I guess message us on A Hero Story or leave a comment on YouTube.
If you're not, just fucking join us, man.
Yeah, we just
start
started.
Watching, start reading it. Just get on it.
It is.
We'll go on this journey, all of us together.
I am serious. Like, it's not just. It is guys getting angry and being like, his power level's insane and powering up and everything. But it is so good. It is amazing.
It's iconic for a reason. These things are like, you know, good for a reason.
It's
people know them for a reason.
Magnificently too, of course. Yes. Like yes, it still holds up and everything. So yeah, get into it. But yeah, I guess we'll end it there. JD's still missing in crisis. We saw that newspaper. But
2024.
Yeah, we don't have an outro yet, but message us on Hero Story if you have anything. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, which we forgot to look at this week. So if you have something nice to say.
That would have been JD, wouldn't it?
That is JD's job. So, and hey, if you're on the streets and you see JD, let us know because he's missing for us.
Yeah. Make him remember that he has the podcast. Maybe he's out there doing maybe he's been winter soldiered.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see JD out there, just remind him that he is JD and he does the podcast.
Yeah, and if he doesn't know who that is, maybe just like try to get to him. Mention like Flash or mention the movies that we were talking about today. Yeah, mention Joker 2. just start getting to him. Maybe he'll wake up one day. So we're hoping for you, JD, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.